From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. The Taliban attacked the home of an Afghan lawmaker. Afghan authorities say an overnight Taliban assault targeting the home of a lawmaker in the capital of Kabul left at least 8 people dead and many wounded. The 13-hour siege ended early Thursday when a gunfight with Afghan special forces left all the assailants dead. Malim Mirwali, a parliamentarian from the southern Helmand province, was injured after he jumped from the roof to escape. He then called his personal driver, Haji Mohammed Anwar. Anwar said, "When I came here, the fighting was going on. I called the MP. He told me that he was not in the house and that he was hiding in the third neighboring house and asked me to get him a vehicle. I brought him a vehicle and evacuated him from the area." Residents also heard 2 loud explosions during the siege. Local media reported at least one of the assailants detonated explosives strapped to his body when the attack began. A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility, saying 2 heavily armed suicide bombers stormed the building Wednesday evening during a security meeting. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it expects evacuations for thousands of Syrians still waiting to leave Aleppo and a pair of villages under rebel siege in Idlib province to go on throughout the day and into the night, but caution, bad weather is slowing the process. The ICRC is helping with the evacuations and said Thursday so far about 34,000 people have left eastern Aleppo, which rebels held for 4 years in their effort to push President Bashar al-Assad from office. That figure includes 4,000 rebel fighters who left overnight. Hundreds more people have left the 2 villages in Idlib that the government insisted be included in an evacuation agreement. This is VOA News. 3 days after a truck slammed into a Christmas market in Berlin, authorities across Europe searched Thursday for the chief suspect in the attack, who German officials identified as a Tunisian man who was supposed to have been deported months ago. Authorities said Wednesday 24-year-old Anis Amri had come to Germany in July of 2015, and for 6 months this year was under surveillance following a tip he might try to buy weapons for a possible attack. That probe ended in September, and counterterrorism agencies last exchanged information about him in November. As to the reaction of United States President-elect Donald Trump, Zlatica Hoke has this for VOA.
Donald Trump told reporters at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida that the deadly truck attack in Berlin and the assassination of the Russian ambassador in Turkey prove he was 100% right.
"It's an attack on humanity. That's what it is. It's an attack on humanity. And it's got to be stopped."
During his election campaign, Trump insisted that the U.S. should halt the immigration of all Muslims until there is a tough screening system in place. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Immigrants wishing to enter the United States now have to undergo a screening process that can last as long as 2 years. Russia mourned its slain ambassador to Turkey at a ceremony Thursday at the Foreign Ministry in Moscow. An off-duty police officer shot Ambassador Andrei Karlov Monday in Ankara. Karlov's coffin was surrounded by wreaths and a military honor guard as seated family members looked on from the side and people approached to pay their respects. Among the dignitaries in attendance were President Vladimir Putin, Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. In the U.S., a deal to repeal the state of North Carolina's controversial bathroom bill, which limited LGBT access to facilities, fell apart on Wednesday as Democrats and Republican state lawmakers clashed over the measure's provisions. Governor-elect Roy Cooper, a Democrat, says some leading lawmakers reneged on a promise to repeal the bill.
"Today, the legislature had a chance to do the right thing for North Carolina, and they failed. I am disappointed that Republican legislative leaders failed to live up to their promise to fully repeal House Bill 2.
The bill is primarily known from banning people from using public restrooms that do not correspond with their gender listed on their birth certificate. The bathroom measure led to lawsuits against the state, including in May by the Obama administration. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.